Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Blue moves to second. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veach for the out. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball four. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Brage reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Cutshaw takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Veach reaches second base with a double. Cutshaw goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Veach scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Naylor for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pillette hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Woodall moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Blue reaches second base with a double. Woodall scores. Pillette moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kutchaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Kutchaw reaches second base with a double. Pellet scores. Blue scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brugge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Callaway now playing shortstop. Gus Ketchum now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Pellet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellet is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Ketchum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ketchum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Ketchum moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue is hit by the pitch. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kutchaw bunts, Dykes throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Blue goes all the way around to score. Kutchaw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young catches it and throws to second with Callaway covering, to double up Kutchaw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brugge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-3 in the game. Pillette hits a line drive to center field. Miller throws towards third. Dykes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Rigney scores. Woodall goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Blue reaches second base with a double. Pillette moves to third. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kutchaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Kutchaw reaches second base with a double. Pillette scores. Blue scores. It's 12-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Callaway reaches third base with a triple. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pellett. Callaway scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 12-1, Tigers. Heine Scheer pinch hits for Gus Ketchum. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-2, Tigers. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Young steals second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Curly Ogden now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden fires to first and picks off Jones. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Clark now playing second base. Fred Haney now playing third base. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Rigney catches it and throws to first to double up McGowan. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brugge is hit by the pitch. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brugge moves to second. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruggy scores. It's 12-3, Tigers. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pellett strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ogden. Blue scores. Clark goes all the way around to score. Cobb moves to third. It's 14-3, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-3, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 17, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ira Flagstead now playing center field. Clyde Mannion now playing first base. Roy Moore now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes strikes out. 1 out. Curly Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mannion scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-4 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McGowan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 17, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.